Anthony Gay of Real World. Huge festival this, the biggest in Europe, obviously, maybe even the biggest in the world. Is this a key time for your company to get new business, Real World?
Definitely. This is a must-attend event in Europe. It's a great place to catch up with friends, clients from around Europe, all in the same place. And it's a very passionate celebration of radio. So for us, we have to be here, yeah.
And looking now compared to a few years back for some people, when it was just a few production CDs you used to have to buy, etc. Now you've got a vault there. I've just seen it online. Over 300,000 different pieces of music, production elements.
Yeah, that's Production Vault. It's our updating imaging library. It's something we've been working on since 2007. So over that time, we've built up a huge library of promos, sweepers, music beds, sound design. And it's really popular here. In Europe, we've got around 150 radio stations that use Production Vault, whether it's the CHR version or Hot AC or AC. The country one's not as popular in Europe, but we've got that as well. Should country music seems to be making a bit of a European comeback, or if it ever had a presence in the first place. Production Vault's a great imaging service, which is very popular.
In terms of it being Europe-wide here, do you get some strange requests for production elements in terms of maybe music, things like that, something that would suit maybe an Albanian goat herder or things like that?
I think with what we do, we have to keep it. There's only so much we can do in terms of the specific cultural content, and we're not experts in what you've just described, so I don't think we'd go there. But music and pop music in particular crosses lots of countries and crosses lots of cultural barriers as well. So thankfully, if you're into Rihanna or Ed Sheeran, whether you're that Albanian goat herder or you're in the US or you're in Scotland, wherever you are, I think those artists and that genre is popular.
Final question. This is a burning issue in the Radio Today office. What seems to be key now for radio stations? Is it jingles or is it sweepers?
It really depends on what the radio station is and what they're trying to achieve. I think there's a place for both. Jingles aren't going to go away. Singing the station name and the musical part of jingles, I think, will always be around in some shape or form. Sweepers and the imaging side of things, particularly for the more contemporary, younger focused stations, that is very attractive as well. And then there's this in-between thing, the swingle, the jingle that has got some sound design and some voiceover and some production in there, and that sort of hybrid halfway house is becoming popular as well. So jingles are going to be around for a long, long time.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for the new word, swingle. I've never heard that.
Swingle, yeah.
Swingle, we'll write that down. Thank you very much, Anthony.
No worries. Have a good day.